welcome to this episode of the award-winning Best of Left podcast. This is a sample of our recent bonus episode. If you're hearing this, it means you are signed up on our Patreon at the $2 tier, and we love you for that. I just want to make sure that you're aware of the members' content that's available at the $6 and up level. Every couple of weeks, our crew of researchers, Amanda, and myself get together for a roundtable discussion. So here's just a few minutes of our most recent one so you can know what all the fuss is about. Next up, continuing to stare unblinkingly into the future, we're going to discuss the real reason people aren't having kids. The Atlantic wrote this article trying to explain that the way policy arguments about birth rates, which first of all seems a little odd anyway, like having policy discussions about birth rates creeps me out from the go, but they generally revolve around the economics of raising families. The economics of raising families, I don't mind so much. Like, families are going to exist. People are going to need help. Maybe the government can do things to help families. If the government has the is trying to put a thumb on the scale to get people to have bigger families, find something else to do. But this article points out, like, economics is clearly not the only factor. Quote, one of their interviewees notes that if money were no object, she would be at least neutral on the subject of having a child, which is still some distance from positive. So, like, people are having a hard time figuring out the meaning of life, basically, it seems like. And they're like, yeah, you know, money's tight, so I don't need a child because money is tight. But even if I had lots of money, I still haven't figured out if it's a super good idea. And so that seems to be, like, more of what's at play in the current spate of low birth rates.
So I do believe in economic supports for parents because, one, they're doing society a good, the government as a good. I think we should supplement that. But I will say, in the policy proposals, I don't see a lot of moves towards, like, finding ways to give more free time / life back to people in order for them to conceptualize having time for children. Because I am fully on board with life being about connecting with one another and, like, that being the basis of it. But my everyday life is not that. It is, you know, working a job so that I can put a roof over my head, so that I can provide for myself, hope that one day I'll be able to retire, you know, maybe in my 70s, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I'm with you, Jay. I don't really like the government lingering in this just because I think there are ways that that would move naturally if they were more purposeful with bringing, I don't know, like, the happiness of citizens up and, like, again, allowing more free time, more time to do things. And then it wouldn't seem so daunting to then give up what little free time you have to support life. Because, I mean, that's where I'm at. One, yes, the finances of it long term make me very nervous, especially thinking about if my child decided to go to college or something like that. Whew. Feel super daunting, and I don't have children. But the second thing I would say is I don't have a lot of free time. Like, I do work two jobs, honestly, a full-time and a part-time, and I just can't imagine how I would fit raising a child into that little time. So if our government really was that concerned, I think investing in things that make people happier and, like, give more effort towards, like, what life is about, aka connecting time with family, time with friends.
Yeah. And they state that, you know, government is not great at providing quote unquote meaning, but as you say, Aaron, they can do things and provide services and other support that then allows there to be room for what we are calling meaning, which is connecting with others, spending time with others. And so in that way, they do have a mechanism. And I, as I was reading this article, I just kept thinking, like, I think that they're isolating the word meaning as though it's not all the other things that people always say they're not having kids because, you know, of climate change, worries about the future, economic situations, not being able to fulfill their own happiness. Like, that's all meaning, all of it. So, like, to say that that's just its own little box is odd to me, because meaning is living a fulfilling life that makes you feel like you are able to do the things you want to do, connect with people you want to connect with, have room for the things that you're interested in, help people, you know, work, whatever it might be. But like, all of that is meaning. And for women right now, especially, you know, we've been sold this idea that you can have it all, but actually something ends up suffering. And that's just true. And I think people are just waking up to that reality. And they're like, yeah, truth is, I can't do both. I can't do everything that I wanted to do and have a kid. And so I have to choose. And so you make that choice. And some people are going to say, children are not as high up on the priority list for me as these other things that are really fulfilling to me. And so I'm not going to have children. And that doesn't necessarily mean they've lost meaning in their life. It just means that society is set up in a way that forces you to make this decision in a way that they're not really interpreting correctly, in my opinion, in a lot of the articles that I've seen about this. This is a hot topic right now. Like, everyone's writing about this because our birth rates are plummeting. And to me, it just seems really obvious, but they keep going, why? And like, we're not going to be able to fulfill the, you know, quota of humans. I mean, it really does. It sounds gross. The whole conversation is gross. If we could actually focus on what people want and need in a bigger way than just here's more money to spend on your child, yeah, government can actually help people live the life they want.
Now, I think that hits on exactly the part that hit me the most. Is take J.D. Vance, for example, like, as the, you know, the avatar for the people that are talking the most about procreation. And the way it's discussed is so sanitized, statistical, like, just civic minded. That has nothing to do with family. And maybe there's just this transition now where we didn't really have to worry about that in the past because a lot of people were, you know, working on farms. So you were not having children because you wanted to raise a family. You were having children because you wanted some workers on your farm, or just to sustain, or to make some money. And we've gone beyond that. And now we're trying to find a new reason why to have kids. And it, you know, when people like J.D. Vance talk about it, and you hear him talk about, like, the only time I've ever actually heard him talk about his son was his son trying to tell him about Pokemon cards and him telling him to shut up because he was trying to talk to Donald Trump. Ooh. Is that someone who sounds like they really care about fatherhood or the appearance of being a father? Because they're not the same. And I think a lot of people, when they think about parenthood, are maybe thinking about, maybe I want to do it a little differently than my parents did. And maybe I'd like to spend more time with my kids and form a deeper bond that maybe I feel like I didn't get. I think there's a lot of people our age and, you know, younger, that think that parenting should be more about the relationship and not a statistic and not some civic duty that I need to have 2.5 children so that the country can carry on. No one's really thinking about it that way. And I know personally, I waited a long time. Like, I was 40 years old when I was born. I waited a long time because I kind of felt that way. Like, I don't have time for this. This is not, and I thought about it a lot, and I wanted to do other things. I did those other things. And then I thought, well, now I want to do this. And now this is what I want to do. I want to spend as much time with her as possible. We're in week two of school. And it's kind of difficult because I work nights, and now I'm feeling like, am I doing the right thing? Because I'm not spending as much time with her as I should. So I'm not being as good a parent as I should. So I'm, you know, trying to figure out a way to make that work better. But that's what parenting is to me. It's not numbers. It's not statistics. It's not even about the money. Like, that would help for sure. But, you know, poor people can be good parents. Like that's,
yeah,
that's not exactly what it's about. The meaning and all the other stuff that's going on, just the fear that my child is not going to have as good a life as I have because of forces outside of my control. A lot of us are worried that society is going to be worse in the future than it is now. And if that's really what you're concerned about, maybe having kids isn't going to be higher on your priority list. So maybe government could address that instead of just the here's dollars, you get more voting power, whatever nonsense their plans are if you have kids. Like, address the material concerns that in the society that have led people to think that maybe having kids is a bad idea.
I love the point that you made just about how relationships have evolved. I think of it as we're more open about mental health. There's definitely a lot of conversation around generational trauma and not mm-hmm. wanting to pass that on to your children, wanting to interrupt the cycle. And a lot of people who might be hesitant being parents because they don't know that they're healed and they worry about passing that on. But I think another big component that has not been brought up is the fact that like women do have more rights. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to throw in some pop culture here. So Nick Cannon was recently interviewed. I can't remember her name, and I feel terrible about it because she did such an amazing job.
Dr. Brandt.
Thank you. But in it, what evolved was that there is a different expectation that is placed on men versus women about how you can be a good father or good mother. So in it, Nick Cannon was trying to defend having as many children as he does and that he's still a, quote, good father. And so she kind of flipped it on him and said, could you say the same? Like, could a woman be a good mother to 10 children? And like, that's it. Like, that's the mic drop. Because, of course, no one in our society would say a woman should have 10 kids and that she would be, you know, perfectly adequate being a single woman raising them and as good of a mother to all 10 of them. Like, no, that wouldn't be a conversation we would have. So as we're looking at, yeah, government probably doesn't have a place to just like put mandates or like really address this head on, but there are things that you can look at. And as a society, how we still put responsibilities on parents and what the expectation is and how men are talked to about parenting and what the expectations of them are, because there's no difference for male expectations of like, if you can afford children, versus like if you can emotionally support them. It's always mm-hmm. if you can afford them, then you can be a good father to them. That's not true. Like yeah. your children need more than that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the Elon Musk of it all. Mm-hmm. Like Cam Newton was also interviewed by the same doctor, and he has 8 kids by 3 different women. And Elon Musk, I don't know how many mothers of his children, but you're just procreating. You are not being a parent. Those are not the same things.
Yeah.
And you cannot say, I want to be the... No, you just want to put your seed in a woman, which is gross. Like, that's... it's gross. Like, that the way that it's discussed, that's not what this is about. And I think that is, you know, for a lot of men, is like, it's a trophy. Like, your kid is a trophy. It's not a human being that is going to become an adult with their own hopes, dreams, wants, fears, all that stuff. It's just a trophy. I had a bunch of kids because I could. I win the game, whatever this game is.
Yeah. And I just wanted to bring up from a personal point of view, forever, I have felt this sense that having a child is a gigantic, overwhelming, unbelievable responsibility. And no one taught me that. I've just always felt that way about it. And, you know, even having a pet is a responsibility. But having a child, like raising another human in this world, being responsible for their well-being and making sure they survive and then have all the life skills to succeed in this crazy world and whatever future comes next, that is a giant responsibility. And it does amaze me how, you know, in our society, like that hardly comes up when people are talking about having a family. And maybe it is more
That's it for today's free sample. Members and patrons are who make this entire show possible, and that includes you. These bonus episodes are all just to say thanks for the support. So if it's in your budget, please consider upgrading your Patreon pledge. You can do that at patreon.com/pledges. And thanks again for your support.